We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Kriya Shema, Simen Pei Zayin, middle of Sif Aleph. So we saw that if it is a Graf Shorei or Ovid, which is made out of earthenware or wood, then you need to move away from it, even if it is cleaned, etc., because it has the status of Netzoa, even if it's not there. Avalim Ein Shel Mateches, O Shel Zechuches, O Shel Chayres Mitzupe. However, says the Mechaber, if it is made out of metal or glass, or it is glazed earthenware, then Mutrim Heim Rechutzim Yafa. Then, if it is cleaned out well, it doesn't have any Tzoa in it, then it does not have the status of Tzoa, and you'd be allowed to daven and say Kriyashma, etc., next to it. The reason being that none of these items, these materials, are bolea. The tzoa does not go into it. It does not remain in it. Once it's cleaned out, it's like there's no tzoa there. However, if it is made out of wood or earthenware, then we assume that it is bolea. It goes into the walls of it, and it remains in it. The Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to the glazed earthenware, one should be machmir that it be glazed both on the inside and the outside, such that, however, if you turn it over, then you can be makil, like the Matirin who say it only needs to be glazed on the outside. Porcelain, Kalim, says the Mishnah Berurah. For other Isurim, we say that it has the status of Klicheres, and therefore Hagala does not work on it. And he says one should be Machmir over here also to say that it has the status of Cheres, and you would not be allowed to say Shema next to Graf Shel Rei, an Ovit, a bedpan made out of that material. Says the Mishnah Berurah, of course, even if it's made out of metal, you have to make sure that it doesn't smell bad. If there's any reyach ra from it, then it would have the regular status of something, which is a reyach she'ein lo ikar, that you would need to move away from it, such that you no longer be able to smell it. If it's not washed out well, then it would have the status of regular tzoa, that you need to move away, dalan amos, from where you no longer smell it. What if it's made out of plastic? Moshe Feinstein says that we don't do hagala on it, so therefore it also should have the status of cheres. However, the Michas Yitzchak is mekel, that you can do hagala on it, and Rav Yashav also said that plastic has the status of metal, and that you can do hagala on it, and as well, it would have the status of metal for a bedpan that you would not, that you'd be allowed to say Shema next to it as well. The Prima Gadim says that anything which is a bedpan or a potty or something like that, even if it's made out of metal or plastic, even if it's washed out well and it's clean, you still can't say Shema next to it because it has the status of a Beis HaKiseh, since it's clear from its shape that it is meant specifically for using for going to the bathroom. Therefore, even if it's made out of metal, it has the status of Beis HaKiseh, and you would not be allowed to daven next to it or say Shema next to it. However, this is not brought in the Mishnah Berurah, so it would appear that one would have the right to be mekel. Siv Beis, Graf Avet Shel Cheres or Shel Eish HaKfo Al Piv, if it's made out of wood and Cheres, earthenware, where you're supposed to move away from it, if you turn it over, Yesh Matir Yesh Oser, and some say you can daven next to it, some say you can, Velachik Dever Oser, even turning it over will not help. Siv Gemol Matar Likros Kriyash Mabai Sheish Botzol Meraglaim or Graf Avet, Kevin Sheherchik Mehem, Kashir, Shenizbar Besimen Ayin Tes. If there's at a house which has tzoa or meiraglayim or a graf or an oven in it, so you're allowed to daven in that house as long as you move away from the tzoa, etc., all the halachas that we have seen already.